we used to go down the pit when we were leaving school, or when we were leaving school at 15. I was lucky enough to get an apprenticeship at Warsaw, but some of my mates actually went down the pit because that's what it was, and they took you down there. My dad never wanted me to go down, and lucky enough to be a footballer. Good grounding, because they're solid people, you know. I mean, a lot of people, they used to say that a lot of people that played for Wolves and the Midland teams come from down the pits. Once you'd been down the pit, you didn't want to go down the pit. And that really applied to me a little bit later, because, I got a free transfer when I was 17. I then went onto the building. A cousin of mine got me a job on the building because I'd got no trade then, because all I wanted to do was be a footballer or like my mates, go down the pit. So I went on the building, worked on the building for 4 years, built me up. I became a lot taller, a lot stronger.
What were you doing then, hod carrying and stuff like that?
I was working with a guy, and we were doing inside walls, breeze blocking. And he committed suicide. It's a part of my life which is was sad, really, because he was a very good friend. He committed suicide, you know, over personal things. I wouldn't have guessed. I worked with him every day. He sang every day. He was one of the greatest guys I've ever met in my life. And then I carried on my own for probably about a year. So I was actually breeze blocking, working on my own, doing things and playing part-time Friends for Town, which is my local club, with my building money and playing Friends for Town. We were winning most games. We had a very, very good team. So I'd play Saturday, win, Tuesday, win, might lose on Saturday, but winning most. With my money off the building, working self-employed, the money was fantastic. So at 19, 20, I was earning lots more than my pals were, and lots of my pals who were still in football. So at 20, 21, lots of clubs apparently were looking at me, but nothing developed until Gordon Lee came for me at Port Vale.